Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
At rte.ie.
Yesterday evening, the news came through that the HSE has approved the cystic fibrosis drug Kaftrio for children aged 6 to 11 who previously fell outside eligibility criteria for the treatment. 35 children had been excluded from access to this vital drug for almost the past year. Well, I'm joined now by Professor Michael Barry, Director of the National Centre for Pharmacoeconomics. Michael, you're very welcome. This is great news for the families involved. People will remember hearing their voices on Liveline. They were protesting. They took to the streets. They had a really difficult fight to get access to this drug since they found out that they were excluded. Explain to us why they were excluded in the first place, Michael.
Yeah, Claire, it is a great day. It's a fantastic day for the children and their parents, and I'm delighted for them. And, you know, many of them have been in contact with me over the past few months. And yeah, so it's fantastic and great news. The background to this, Kaftrio, which is three drugs in one, really, it was approved in August 2020. And in January 2022, this approval was extended to patients between the ages of 6 and 11 who had at least one F508 mutation in the cystic fibrosis gene. Now, back in 2017, the HSC and Vertex had this portfolio deal, and it included, you know, Orkambi at the time and all next generation therapies, which of course Kaftrio is one. So the understanding, and certainly my understanding, was that under this deal that the HSC and Vertex had, is that all people who could benefit from Kaftrio would get access to it. However, Vertex saw it slightly differently, and so they suggested that a specific cohort, those 6 to 11 who were heterozygous for the gene mutation, would not be eligible. Now, that was a surprise, I have to say, to me and indeed a lot of people in the HSE. So these 35 patients were excluded, while you had other children and other patients who were all included, over 800 people on Kaftrio. So that was the issue.
And now we could have bought the drug for those people outside of the deal. Isn't that right? And that's what some people expected you to agree to do.
Well, you see, Claire, we could. You're right. But this is a very expensive drug. So, in fact, it's a combination therapy, as I mentioned, and it's about €210,000 per patient per year. Over 5 years, when you include all the costs, it could have come to €36 million. Now, that's a hell of a lot of money. And, you know, it's the old chestnut. Could you spend this money in a better way in other areas and so on and so forth? But, you know, it was then decided that the HSE would have to revert to the normal process. In other words, evaluate this drug and see is it cost effective or not. And that's exactly what we did. And we found it wasn't cost effective. But I suppose the important point is we were able to tell the HSE at what price it would be cost effective. And I'm very glad that the HSE and their expert negotiators achieved very close to that price that we would recommend.
But you can't tell us, can you, what that price is?
I'd love to, Claire, but I'd probably be sued. And this is so-called commercial in confidence. Okay. Again, it's the lack of transparency around this. I'd love to tell you, yes.
How quickly will these children get access to the drug, Michael?
Almost immediately, I would have thought. The system is well up and running. There are over 800 patients on this drug. I would anticipate that this will be very quick indeed.
One mother, Grania, was on Morning Ireland this morning, and she said that this decision for her two children, it means life to them. And you can imagine the relief in that household today and the other households too. But for you, this was a difficult period of time because, as I said to you earlier, people put ferocious pressure on you to solve this, no matter what it cost.
Yes, and that is a difficult part of this role. I suppose we tend to look at the overall picture and think about other people with other conditions, because as I've said to you before, we have a finite or a fixed budget, and if we spend a lot of money in one area, it's not going to be available for other people. And it's a difficult one. But yes, you're absolutely right. I mean, if you're in the situation, you just want access to the drug, don't you? But I would say that, you know, from the time we started the assessment, just before Christmas, to yesterday, that's about 3 months. So this drug was assessed and reimbursed, an agreement to reimburse, very quickly indeed. I think it's also worth pointing out, and in view of the delay, it actually took Vertex 7 months to submit the dossier to us. This health technology assessment was commissioned on the 16th of May. We didn't get it until the 21st of December. So, you know, I think the company themselves bear a lot of the delay here.
Mm, are they hard to deal with?
I have to be careful here.
They left you waiting for 7 months for the dossier. You've told us that. I mean, you obviously believe that they could have been much quicker with that.
Well, I think it, I would like to have been quicker. I have to say, having said that, when we got the dossier, it was well laid out and well done. But yeah, I mean, it did take the, you know, if you look at the time scale here, I would say that a lot of it was taken up by Vertex.
Now, we know you can't give us the figure that the HSC has negotiated with Vertex for the 35 patients, and we accept that. But can you tell us how it compares with what we're already paying for the 800 patients who are already on Kaftrio?
Oh, right. That's an interesting one. And what I would say is that this price would be, I would consider it lower than what we would be paying for all the remaining patients. And I suppose this goes back to the fact that when you have a portfolio deal, I'm never a great fan of portfolio deals, I have to say. I think that each medication should be assessed on its merits, and then you would arrive at a price, hopefully arrive at a price that would offer you best value. But that is, if you like, maybe an unintended consequence of all of this, but it does shine a light on it. And for me, you know, and I keep advising people in the HSE, stick to the process, get your drug, assess it, get a fair price and make it available.
So you don't agree that the portfolio deal is a good way to go. Are you saying then that perhaps there's scope to negotiate on what we're paying for the 800 patients who are currently on it?
Well, I don't know if one a deal is a deal, as it were, and the HSC will adhere to it. And but I would say going forward that I would not be, that's a personal view, I would not be in favour of portfolio deals. I think that drugs should be assessed. Every drug should be assessed for value for money. It's taxpayers' money, and we need to make sure that we're spending it in the right way.
Because I'm sure you know Philip Watt from the Cystic Fibrosis Ireland organisation has urged future proofing. So he's saying that when this is extended to children who are aged between 2 and 5, that these sort of really stressful disputes can be avoided. Now, is that possible to do, do you think?
Well, you know, we having come out of a situation like this, you know, I have to say, yes, it's a great idea. I'd love to future proof as well. I'm not so confident that it could be done.
Why?
I just think you need two people to negotiate, and you need two people to be open to negotiations. I'm not so sure that Vertex would be keen to do that.
Mm-hmm. Given your experience with them up to now.
Well, you know, I mean, I can't speak for the manufacturer, but, you know, future proofing, I think, ideal concept, of course. Whether it could be delivered, I'm not so sure.
Well, look, the bottom line today is this is great news for those families, Michael.
It is, Claire. It's fantastic news. I'm absolutely delighted for them.
Michael, thank you very much for joining us. That's Professor Michael Barry. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.